Getting pretty warm, mate.
Yeah, look, I can't really put it down to much. It's just free flow swing and a solid game plan, and I know where I want to hit the ball. Didn't quite do it tonight, but yeah, we're chasing our tails pretty early there, so not the finish we were after.
Looks like you're very relaxed with your batting at the moment. Is that something about free flow swing? Is that sort of all playing into it? Do you feel more relaxed?
I guess I've got not much to lose at the moment. I had little expectation of playing this season. We've got a pretty strong lineup, and based on last season, didn't quite feel like I had a role with the bat, but yeah, a few injuries and a good pre-season with the bat, Ju's backed me in and she's given me a role and it's been really nice, so yeah, can't put it down too much, but yeah, just got a bit of freedom and yeah, just go out there and do my thing.
We're used to North Sydney being a really high scoring ground. The game before was really low scoring. We were expecting a little bit more of a tussle, and it probably would have been really close. The Sixers kind of had a few overs late where they kind of hit away.
Yeah, I think we always look at the games that have gone before us to have a look at what it could give us. But I guess the dew came in pretty quickly, and a little bit of moisture on the ground gave it a bit more speed. So yeah, we didn't probably utilise that as much as we should have. But yeah, the Sixers batted beautifully and got the job done with the ball.
How was Shabnam after that? I know she continued to bowl after that, blown the finger bowled superbly in the power surge, but didn't bat at the end. How is she after that blow, do you know?
I haven't checked in with her yet, and she's not one to give off how she's feeling. She's a pretty tough cookie, so I think we'd be devastated if we didn't have her for some of our matches. So she's class with the ball, and I think she'll stick it out if she absolutely can.
You've obviously, as a team, you've given yourselves a bit to do in the last bit of the season. Do you have the belief still that you can maybe push for that top four?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the games that we've won, we haven't played our best cricket, which is really it's a nice kind of feeling, because if you're scrapping to a win, you know that your best cricket is yet to come. So definitely think we've got a squad that can win it. We just haven't played our best cricket yet. So plenty of games to play, and looking forward to the rest of it.
Just on Shabnam, has it been having all of her quality and pace in the squad? It adds a really interesting dynamic to the bowling attack.
Yeah, it's really nice having her firepower, her want to have the ball. She wants the ball in her hand. She's putting her hand up to bowl power play overs, the surge. And I think she's been so classy this year. So it's so nice to have someone that you just say, do your thing, and she does. So, yes, it's a nice thing.
Does it make the training sessions and the net sessions a little bit different?
I've only had to face her during the week. She doesn't bowl a whole lot to her teammates, and I think for good reason. I think we want to keep as many people on the park as possible because it's a long tournament, and if we were to lose a couple of people because of a bung finger or something, we wouldn't be very happy about that. So, yeah, she takes it easier on her own teammates, saves it for the game.
Thank you very
Thanks,
much.
Naomi.